Osho, the golden future. Responses to disciples' questions given at the Osho Commune International, Pune, India. Discourse number 17.
Beloved Bhagwan, after 6 years as sannyas and a long, hard struggle with authorities and legal hindrances, I recently succeeded in leaving my home country, the Soviet Union. Sitting in darshan just a few meters from you, and seeing you and hearing you talk for the first time in my life, I remembered all my sannyasin friends who are not able to travel to you, and my joy was mixed with deep sadness. Do you see the Soviet Union under Gorbachev becoming a more open society, so that your message of love and meditation will spread more easily there?
अमृत चिन्मय I can understand your sadness. For those friends in the Soviet Union, who cannot reach to me, but the night in Soviet Union seems to be coming to an end. The man Gorbachev is perhaps for the first time in the whole history of the Russian Revolution has an insight in human value and is trying his best to make Soviet Union a really communist democracy. An open society. The dictatorship of the proletariat is not a permanent part of Karl Marx's utopia. It is only for the interim period while the society is becoming established in the new form and the old form is disappearing. Once the old form is gone, once the capitalist mind is no more there, the necessity for dictatorship and a closed society automatically has to disappear. It is long time since the revolution happened, and enough time to allow the dictatorship Gorbachev is a new beginning. Perhaps he is not only bringing an open society in Soviet Union, he will help the outside world also to become really open. It is only a hypothesis up to now. It is not a reality. Half the world closed, the other half cannot remain open. It is as if half of you is dead and the other half is expected to go on living. Life is an organic unity on many layers, in many dimensions. This beautiful planet of ours has a totality the division within the Soviet and the American bloc is ugly. And more, particularly, any division between human beings, either in the name of religion or in the name of nationality, is primitive and barbarian. Man is one. His problem is one. His misery is one. his ecstasy is also going to be one. In the whole field of politics, Gorbachev seems to be a category in himself. He cannot be categorized with other politicians. It is going to be very difficult for him to make Soviet Union an open society. But the man seems to be courageous and intelligent. And it is a challenge to him to make his people live in freedom, freedom of thought, freedom of movement, freedom of expression. And I have been watching his steps. He is going slow, but going steady. And the change has to come very slowly, because the whole bureaucracy has enjoyed dictatorial powers for more than half a century. And the Communist Party has enjoyed more power than any party in the whole history of man. To relax the lust for power is one of the most difficult things in the world. But life is full of mystery. In the first place, Karl Marx, the founder of communism, had not even dreamt that communism will happen in Soviet Union. Even if he is awakened from his grave and told about the Russian Revolution, he will be shocked, because it is against all his calculations, against all his arguments. That's what I mean when I say life is full of mystery. It never follows the logical, the mathematical way. It goes zigzag like a river moving in the mountains towards the ocean. Life does not run like railway trains on settled rails. It is not predictable. According to Karl Marx, communism was going to happen in America. And logically, he was right. Where a part of humanity has become immensely rich, and another part has become immensely poor, where the division between the poor and the rich is so big that it becomes at a point intolerable. It has to be changed. The society has to go through a revolution. America must have been the first to go through the revolution. But that is what logic predicts. Life has its own ways. It happened in a very backward country, which was not even capitalist. According to Karl Marx, communism can happen only when there is a very developed form of capitalism and class struggle. Russia was still a pre-capitalist country, was still living under feudalism, under the Tsars. There was no capitalist class, and there was no proletariat. Karl Marx could not have conceived logically that Russia is going to be the first communist country to have the Great Revolution. But it happened like that. Russia was the first and China was the last. And Marx could not have thought either of Russia or of China. Perhaps it is going to be again a mysterious phenomenon. People think America is a democracy, which is utterly false. And people think that in America there is freedom of expression, freedom of individuality, that what the Constitution of America says is not only written in the Constitution but is lived by the country. That the government exists for the people, by the people, of the people. Nothing can be more farther away from truth. America is the most hypocrite society today in the world, and the most dangerous to the human future. Gorbachev's coming into power is a great hope, because the man does not seem to be a politician. He is a man in politics, but he is not a politician. His vision is for a better humanity. It is not confined to Soviet Union alone. And he is slowly relaxing the dictatorial bureaucracy that has grown up like a monster into the past 60 years. He is taking one of the most risky steps. If he succeeds, and I hope that he will succeed, because 60 years half of the humanity has lived under such tremendous slavery that it can be expected that a second revolution is coming in, and the second revolution will be bigger than the first, greater than the first. The first revolution in Soviet Union destroyed feudalism. The second revolution will destroy the dictatorship and the slavery of millions of people. Gorbachev, to me, is almost a reincarnation of Lenin. In the world of politics, he is the only man I have any respect for. Amrit Chinmayo, it will not be a long time that Soviet Union will become an open society. And it will be possible for my sannyasins to come to me. It will be possible for them to be openly sannyasins . I have dedicated my book on human rights to Gorbachev, and Zakharov. I have never dedicated any of my books to anybody before, because I can see a ray of light in this man and the courage to create a second revolution which will be bigger than the first. The sannyasins in Soviet Union should help this second revolution in all their capacity. Gorbachev needs every support of all those who believe in freedom, who believe in individuality and who respect differences in people. Who are not of a fascist mind to impose themselves on others, but of a democratic spirit to help everybody to be himself. Gorbachev has a task which not only can make Soviet Union an open society, but will prove that all condemnation by the American politicians of Soviet Union is utterly false and baseless. Soviet Union becoming an open society will take away all the power that America has accumulated by creating fear in the world against Soviet Union. If that fear disappears, the power of America will disappear with it. America does not want Soviet Union to become an open society. Now it has to be understood by every Soviet citizen and every lover of humanity that it is absolutely urgent that Soviet Union becomes open, available, so that all condemnations fall on their own, and America proves to be cheating the whole humanity. This will be the real victory of Soviet Union . The question of a nuclear victory is simply not possible. And Gorbachev is the first man who has seen the fact that with the invention of nuclear weapons, Third World War has become an impossibility. Because nobody can win, nobody can be victorious. If Third World War happens, everybody will be destroyed. There will not be somebody left even to write the history what happened in Third World War. It is again those mysterious things I talk about. Gautam Buddha could not prevent people from fighting. Jesus could not prevent people from fighting. Leo Tolstoy, Prince Kropotkin, And all the people who have been against war have not been able to prevent people from going to war. What has prevented them is the invention of nuclear power. Now, war is simply impossible. Unless humanity decides to commit suicide, and humanity is not in a position to decide for suicide, there is a tremendous longing in every heart to live and to live joyously. Third World War is out of question. And Gorbachev's greatness is in the insight that now America has to be defeated in a different way. Soviet Union becoming really democratic a freedom-loving society will be the defeat of America. Just it has to penetrate into all people who have power in Soviet Union that history has brought to them to a point where they can win over America without any war. Just by bringing freedom to their own people, they will take the mask of America, its so-called pseudo-democracy, and Gorbachev is trying slowly to bring the people for this new kind of war. Who is more free? Who is more independent? Who respects the individual? Who respects individuals' differences their freedom of expression, their freedom of creativity? Now this is going to be the real war. and Soviet Union can be victorious without fighting. Fighting is no more possible. For the first time, a totally new kind of war has come into existence, and Gorbachev must be given the credit of seeing it. And he is not missing the opportunity. Every moment he is moving towards an open society. Amrit Chinmayo gave message to my sannyasins in Soviet Union that your day has come. Just as unexpectedly the first revolution had come to Soviet Union, even more unexpectedly the second revolution is coming. It has already begun. They should rejoice and make every effort to help Gorbachev in making Soviet Union the land of freedom, love, friendship, respect to human life, it is going to happen. You can take it from me almost as a prediction. Just few days before, I was seeing one of the most significant books to be published in this century, Millennium, it is a deep research into Nostradamus and his predictions. Eighty 80,000 copies were published, which is very rare, and they were sold within weeks. Now second publication, second edition is happening in America another is happening in England, and the book is being translated in many other languages, Dutch and German. Nostradamus was a great mystic with his insight into the future. And you will be surprised to know that in his predictions I am included. Describing the teacher of the last days of 20th century, he gives 8 indications. Krishnamurti fulfills 5. Maharishi Mahesh Yogi fulfills 3. Das Sri John fulfills 4. And I was amazed that I have fulfilled all his 8. And this book, Millennium, has made a charge that who is the teacher about whom he is predicting that his people will wear red clothes, that he will come from the east, that he will be arrested, that his commune will be destroyed, that flying birds will be his symbol. That his name will mean moon. Three 300 years before, that man is seeing something that fits perfectly with me. My name means the moon. And in their chart, they have declared me the teacher of the last part of the 20th century. I can see as clearly as Nostradamus. I predict that Gorbachev is going to succeed in bringing the second and greater revolution to Russia. And his revolution in Soviet Union is going to affect everything in the whole world. I would like my sannyasins to meet him. They have to meet him to present my book that I have dedicated to him. And invite him to come to my people here whenever he needs a little encouragement and hope, whenever he needs a spiritual support, a nourishment, and tell him that his meetings with Ronald Reagan are not going to fulfill anything. But if he dances with my sannyasins, he will gather a new spirit a new joy to accept the great challenge that is his destiny. And it is not long that sannyasins from Soviet Union will be allowed to come here, and my sannyasins from other countries will be entering into Soviet Union. I have gone around the world except Soviet Union. It will be an immense help for Guru Vacho to make Soviet Union an open society. If he invites me and my people, because nobody else can destroy the people who are full of lust for power, and nobody else can revive the spirit of the people, which has been repressed for 60 years, just if my people go sing and dance and move around in the Soviet Union, they will create an atmosphere in which Gorbachev can work more easily for the second great revolution. This is my message for my sannyasins and for Gorbachev and for Zakharov. So when you go back, meet Zakharov and tell Zakharov from me that he makes arrangements for my sannyasins in Soviet Union to meet with Gorbachev. He is the right person in the right place in the right moment.
Beloved Bhagwan, I am amazed. It is India. It is 105 degrees in the shade, and you remain so cool, so calm, so quiet. What is it? Do you have something up your sleeve? Or maybe under your hat?
Satya Dharma A new flood is foretold. And nothing can be done to prevent it. In 3 days, the waters will wipe out the world. The leader of Buddhism appears on television and pleads with everybody to become a Buddhist. That way they will at least find salvation in paradise. The Pope goes on television with a similar message. It is just not too late to accept Jesus, he says. Bhagwan Sri Rajneesh takes a different approach. Look, guys, we have 3 days to learn how to live underwater.
Beloved Bhagwan, in my 63 years of life, You are the first love relationship which has made me independent. How has this happened?
Paritos Lore. Love brings freedom. And a love that does not bring freedom is not love. Love is not domination. How can you dominate someone you love? How can you make him dependent and still be loving? But that's what goes on happening in the world. In the name of love, something else a lust to power, to dominate the others. Naturally, independence cannot be allowed. Every effort is made that the other should be a carbon copy to you. You are afraid of the freedom of the others, because freedom is not controllable and freedom is not predictable. So all so-called love tries in every way to destroy freedom. And the moment freedom is destroyed, love dies. Love is very fragile, just like a rose flower. You have to allow it to dance in the rain, in the wind, in the sun. Love is like a bird on the wing, having the whole sky as its freedom. You can catch hold of the bird. You can put it in a beautiful golden cage. And apparently it seems it is the same bird that was flying in freedom and had the whole sky to itself. apparently only it appears to be the same bird. It is not. You have killed it. You have cut its wings. You have taken away its sky. And the birds don't bother about your gold however precious may be your cage, it is imprisonment. And that's what we are doing with our love. We create golden cages. We are afraid because the sky is vast. The fear is the bird may not return. To keep it under your control, it has to be imprisoned. That's how love becomes marriage. Love is a bird on the wings. Marriage is a bird in a golden cage. And certainly the bird can never forgive you. You have destroyed all its beauty, all its joy, all its freedom. You have destroyed its spirit. It is just a dead replica. But you have made one thing certain, that it cannot escape you, that it will be always yours, that tomorrow also it will be yours, and day after tomorrow. Lovers are always afraid. The fear is because love comes like a breeze. You cannot produce it. It is not something to be manufactured. It comes. But anything that comes on its own can go also on its own. That is a natural corollary. Love comes and flowers blossom in you. Songs arise in your heart, a desire to dance, but with a hidden fear. What will happen if this breeze that has come to you, cool and fragrant, will leave you tomorrow? Because you are not the limit of existence. And the breeze is only a guest. It will be with you as long as it feels to be. And it will go any moment. This creates fear in people and they become possessive. They start closing their doors and windows to keep the breeze in. But when your doors and windows are closed, it is not the same breeze. The coolness is lost, the fragrance is lost, soon it is disgusting. It needs freedom, and you have taken away the freedom. It is only a car. And in the name of love, people are carrying each other's corpses they call marriage. And to carry corpses, you have to go to a government registrar's office. To make it a legal bond, love cannot allow marriage. In an authentic world, marriage will be impossible. One should love, and love intensely, and love totally, and not be worried about tomorrow. If existence has been so blissful today, trust. Existence will be more beautiful and more blissful tomorrow. As your trust grows, existence becomes more and more generous towards you. More love will shower on you. More flowers of joy and ecstasy will rain over you. Paritos Lore, in your 63 years life, whatever you have known in the name of love was not love. It may have been infatuation, it may have been biological attraction, it may have been a conspiracy of hormones against two individuals. But not love. You have known love for the first time, because this is the only criterion . Your freedom grows deeper, your independence becomes more solid and integrated and crystallized. This is the only criterion that love has visited you, that love has been a guest in your heart. And who cares about tomorrow? The people who care about tomorrow are the people who don't have today, who are miserable right now. Try to hide it, try to ignore it, in the hope, in the desire, in the dream for tomorrow. But tomorrow never comes. This is one of the difficulties. It is always today that comes, and you become accustomed of being miserable today and hoping, desiring, dreaming for tomorrow. You have missed life. People have become so much accustomed of tomorrows that they are not only thinking in this life of tomorrows, they are thinking of life after death. People used to ask me that what will happen after life, what will happen after death. And I used to say to them that what is happening before death, the same will continue. Are you blissful today? Because tomorrow will be born out of today. Today is pregnant with your whole future. Love intensely, joyously, totally, and you will never think of creating a bondage, a contract, you will never think of making the person dependent . You will never be so cruel if you love to destroy the freedom of the other. You will help. You will make his sky bigger. There is only one criterion of love, that it gives freedom and it gives unconditionally. You have experienced love for the first time, but it is not late. Although you are 63 years old, but love transforms the old age into youth. If you can go on loving to the very last breath, you will remain young. Love knows no old age. Love knows no death. If you can go on loving . Your love will continue beyond death too. Love is the most precious experience in life. People unnecessarily waste their time in empty words like God, I was looking at the famous book Waiting for Godot. In fact, he wants to say God, but has not the courage. It will offend many people. So he has created a word, Godot, which will remind you, you will understand. But I thought perhaps in some language Godot means God, and that language can only be the German. One of my old sannyasins, Haridas, who is on the way, soon he will be here. I asked him, what is the German word for God? He said, for God, the German word? is God. I said, that is even more dangerous than Guru. God. Nobody has got it. But people are wasting their time . Be more realistic, be more pragmatic, don't betray the earth. And then you will see there is nothing more important than love. And love grows only in the atmosphere of freedom. That makes your complete religion. Love, growing in freedom, is all that religion should mean. There is no other religion than love and freedom. And they are one phenomenon. Freedom is empty without love. Dry. Desert life. Love is dead without freedom. A car. Together, they are all. Together, they are more than you can imagine life to be. You have got it. I love the word. It seems to be the best. God is far away. Godot is fictitious. But God is more earthly. But it is possible only where love blossoms in the sky of freedom. And whenever it happens, at whatever age it happens, it brings youth to you. It brings its spring to you. Millions of people are unfortunate. They live and die without knowing what love is. And without knowing the joy of giving freedom. And unless you are capable of giving freedom, you are not worthy of getting it either. paritos lore, what has happened to you is a great blessing. You should pray that it happens to all. Okay, ma'am.